An 18-year-old and a 38-year-old have become the first two people charged in Hong Kong for wearing face masks during protests. Weekend demonstrations ended in violence, with police using water cannon and truncheons and firing tear gas. They also reportedly removed masks from demonstrators that they arrested, and a number of people were injured. Tens of thousands of protesters had turned out in the rain, spurred on to act by a ban on wearing masks at rallies. The controversial ban was upheld by the High Court on Sunday. Our reporter Yvonne Murray in Beijing gave me the latest on events over the weekend.
In the past, of course, protesters moving past the barracks in Hong Kong have done what they did yesterday. They've shone lasers into the windows and chanted slogans at the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, personnel inside. And we've seen the soldiers shining spotlights back at them. But last night was the first time that the PLA personnel stood on the roof of the barracks and they held up the warning flag that so far had only been used by the Hong Kong police. And it's a sign in English and Chinese and it reads, "Warning, you are in breach of the law, you may be prosecuted." Now, these Chinese military personnel, they're lawfully stationed down there in Hong Kong. Their remit is to protect national security. But a few weeks ago, in what the Chinese authorities called a routine rotation, the numbers appeared to increase. And the question, of course, since the beginning of these protests has been, will they intervene? It's always seemed unlikely, given how damaging it would be to the Hong Kong economy and, of course, to China's reputation. But certainly this interaction last night serves as a bit of a reminder that the troops are there to back up the Hong Kong authorities if needed.
And Yvonne, these protests have been going on now for quite some time. This past weekend marked the 18th consecutive week of the protests in Hong Kong. How would they be characterised now? Are they strengthening? Are they weakening?
They certainly show no signs of abating. This march, of course, this weekend, it was held without permission. It was, as you mentioned, in defiance of this face mask ban. Many protesters got creative to try and get around the ban. There were video tutorials on how to tie your hair to cover your face. They were being circulated on the internet. People out there wearing surgical masks, even cartoon masks. And of course, they're risking up to a year in prison doing this under this emergency measure. It's actually a colonial era emergency measure that was introduced last week. And hard to gauge, have the numbers decreased over the past 4 months? Certainly a huge crowd turned out last week on China's National Day, last Tuesday. There's definitely a very hardcore of demonstrators, mostly young. Violence has definitely escalated. Protesters throwing Molotov cocktails and projectiles at the police lines. And of course, as we've seen, the police retaliating with water cannons and rubber bullets. And of course, last week, on that national day, the 18-year-old protester was shot in the chest by a live round. He did survive. If anything, really, the measures that the Hong Kong government tries to take to rein in the protests seem to have the opposite effect. It's met with increased anger and defiance on the streets by the protesters.
And how is all this being viewed politically from Beijing?
Well, of course, the narrative here on the mainland is still heavily controlled, especially in the state media, and that largely focuses on the violence of the protesters. In some ways, this really plays into the hands of the government's propaganda narrative here. They can say, now, look at what democracy looks like. Look at the mess these young activists are creating in Hong Kong versus our stable, peaceful society here on the mainland. Outside of the official media, on social media, we're seeing quite a lot of anger being stoked. Particularly last week, a video circulated of a banker based in Hong Kong, but from the Chinese mainland. He was attacked outside his office in Hong Kong. The video shows him surrounded by protesters. They're taunting him for speaking Mandarin rather than the Cantonese that's spoken in Hong Kong. And he says in Mandarin, "We are all Chinese people." And then he's attacked by a group of protesters. And that clip went viral here. It was viewed over 11.5 million times. And people here on social media calling for the people of Hong Kong to be put in their place. And then in a separate incident today, more anger being expressed on social media directed at the National Basketball Association. And this came about because there was a tweet by the general manager of the Houston Rockets. He was expressing support for the people of Hong Kong. And there was a huge online backlash. He was accused of hurting the feelings of the Chinese people. The NBA had to issue a grovelling apology. Chinese partners said that they will cancel their cooperation with the team, and it looks like there's going to be a $1 billion streaming contract cancelled as a result of this. So this shows you how easily corporations who enjoy access to the Chinese market can be punished, and how quickly they can be punished if they show support for the Hong Kong pro-democracy movement.
That's our reporter Yvonne Murray talking to me earlier this morning from Beijing.